You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. When you used to call me for it. Today, Rockwired profiles the band Black Earth and their new CD, Pink Champagne. Stick around for more. In the summer, we saved each other's lives by hanging out. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for the band Black Earth, who've just released their brand new CD, Pink Champagne. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Dave Rangel of Black Earth regarding the new release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From their CD, Pink Champagne, here is Black Earth with Face Down in the Gutter. From their CD Pink Champagne, that was Black Earth with Face Down in the Gutter. Visit the band at facebook.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Dave Rangel of Black Earth regarding the new CD, and here's how the interview went.
Well, it's a great CD that the band has out now, and now that it's out there for people to hear, how do you feel about the finished work?
We're actually really proud of it. I think this is our best work to date. We actually did it in a span of... It was two sessions, and we did, ten songs in 10 days. So, I mean, I think we added some other elements that we hadn't done before. I mean, we've done some organs before, but we added a female vocal in a couple songs, so we're actually really proud of it.
I see. Who all did you work with in terms of production?
We recorded here out of Austin, at the Bubble Studios with Chris Frenchie Smith. He used to be the guitarist for 16 Deluxe, and he actually did the last Jet record.
Let me see. What is it that you think separates this album from the previous releases?
Well, the first release we had, we did it on our own, was Lover, Thriller, Killer, and that one was just like a gritty, dark, just straight up rock album. And then the second one is called That's Right, We're Going Balls Deep. That one was kind of a more of a good, fun time kind of deal where we just come back from a couple of tours and things were going really well. And mid-production, we actually lost our drummer, and that's how we got, we hired Jason Reese. One day we were at a bar hanging out, he's like, well, I'll play on your record. And we were a little reluctant. We were like, well, you're busy, it's fine. He actually he said, no, I'll do it. So Trailhead was like, they just released an album, he had a little bit of time. So we got him on three songs on that, and that kind of changed the dynamic of the band. He's such a hard-hitting drummer, and you can tell on this new record, Pink Champagne, what he adds to it. And I think that was our first full length with him. He'd already recorded with us and been with us for a little while, but I think in terms of just all the elements, it's a big sound for a three-piece.
And talk about the genesis of this band. How did it start?
I originally started in 97 in San Diego by Jason Bing Roccalisi. He actually, this was his brainchild, and they moved out over here to Austin to try to get more successful with the band. And Jason actually came from the desert, the whole desert rock scene and all that. So he had a different sound for Texas that was different from Texas. And I just kind of saw them one night, and I was on a date with a girl, and they played this song, and it was actually called, it's called F All Y'all. It was on the other record, and I was blown away. I'm like, I want to be in that band. And, went through some struggles, some member changes and such, and I was in the band for a couple years to do my own thing, and I missed the whole dynamic of the band and loved the sound. So I talked to Bing, and he was like, hey man, if you ever want to do it again, let's do it. And so he called me up, and we went in the studio and recorded that first record, Lover, Thriller, Killer. And it's been a little bit back and forth ever since. But for some reason, it's whenever we think, the band's not going to go anywhere, we get more opportunities. So we decided well, something's telling us to keep it going, so we have been. We've done some European tours, U.S. tours, and we've all been, been around, so I think the evolution of the band now, we all have a dynamic to where we can go in and jam. We could do a freeform jam, or we could play a straight set, so.
I see. And talk about how music got started for you. How did that begin?
For me, I was 12-year-old kid, my parents got me a guitar for Christmas, and all I would do was strum in my room. I didn't even know how to tune a guitar. I originally started as a guitarist, and I just kind of filled around in a couple of bands from where I was in Corpus Christi and moved out to Austin. And with my friend, because my band wasn't really doing anything, I was like, well, I'm going to go check that out, and start a couple of bands here. And I think it was like late 90s or maybe 2000 or 2001 is when I actually joined Black Earth, and they needed a bass player, and I was back and forth. I'd play bass, I'd play guitar, and it wasn't until we really started doing stuff with the first record, I just said, well, you know what, I'm just stick on bass. And it was always tough for us to find a good bass player, so I was like, well, I'll just do it. I love it. So I've been playing guitar in another band, but I'm also, you know, bassist with Black Earth, and that was kind of my thing. Just love playing that bass on there.
Check out Black Earth at Facebook.com. From their CD Pink Champagne, here is Black Earth once again with My Private Hell. Exclusively at rockwire.com. Musical aptitude since 2005.
Six, you could be seen. Oh.
Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, the Brian Buckley Band and their mesmerizing CD, Hysterical Blindness. Not ones to be easily categorized, the Brian Buckley Band boast a sound that is both raw and haunting, as evidenced by the songs I Am Human, Cuckoo, and the first single, As If. The Brian Buckley Band and their CD, Hysterical Blindness. Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at www.brianbuckleyband.com. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
You're just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host, Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Black Earth and their new CD, Pink Champagne. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Dave Rangel of Black Earth regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And describe the songwriting process within this band. How do you guys go about it?
Typically, what will happen is, it's kind of more concept-based, you know. All the records that we've done have like a singular idea. I mean, and Ving, he'll have some ideas, and then he'll bring them to us when we're just rehearsing or whatever. And he's like, well, let's try this, and we add our own elements. But we're all songwriters, so we all actually contribute and say, well, why don't we try this, or why don't we go there? You know, and it starts off with Ving having the idea and the concept, and then we just kind of it becomes organic, and we all contribute.
And with that being said, what songs off of this current release resonate for you the most personally, and why?
For me, the whole record, it starts off a little dark, and you know, I do like the first track, Single Stitch, but for me, I think where it takes a different direction. It goes into the song She Don't Want It, which is a really upbeat, just a fun song to play. It's just a good straight-up rocker. But it takes a turn when we go to Something About You, where it's got a kind of a doo-wop kind of hook on it. And then, you know, then it goes into this psychedelic jam. And it was really with playing that song is when we figured out we can do improvisational stuff. And We've fiddled with it a lot, but at this point, you know, when we got that song was actually recorded in one take. We just added other elements to it later. You know, and I think Something About You is probably my favorite, Bad and She Don't Want It. And also, you know, Living and Loving is also just another fun song. I think the record starts off, you know, in a kind of darker place, and then it just kind of climaxes into, okay, well, you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe, you know, things are going to be all right. There's Pink Champagne, the last track. The chorus is, I don't mind if we get drunk sometime, you know, and it sounds really cool. And I like it.
I see. And how are live shows going for the band at the moment?
Right now, we're just taking a break. Our senior actually, he was in Oregon, and Jason Reese travels with Trail of Dead on tours, so they'll promote their records. But as far as our live shows go, It's kind of one of those things you don't know what's going to happen, because we're pretty seasoned, you know, live with each other. Jason's been with us for a couple of years now, so we can kind of we enhance one another. You know, we basically just kind of one up each other, or I'll add a part while Ving's playing to accent him, and Jason will do the same. Our last show, we had a 30-minute set, and we were kind of toying around with what songs we were going to drop if we had time. And so Ving came up with a great idea. He's like, why don't we just play three songs that we know we can jam and do a set like that? So we actually did a three-song set for 30 minutes and just went into these sonic jams. It was really, really cool, and it really solidified us as a band because we had never done something like that before.
Have there been any reactions to the new material that have surprised you?
There have been a few. I mean, a lot of people seem to really like it, and I think production-wise, it's definitely the best production we've had, and different people like different songs, and, you know, some people like the rockers, some, you know, the ladies, you know, like the mellow stuff, but I think it's actually been, everybody who's listened to the record really likes it. And I have my best friend out in New York. He's, you know, seen the band and known us for a long time. He's kind of more of a critical guy. He was actually saying that he really loved it, and he thought, man, this is a great record. I think for all of us, when we talked about it, it was like, wow, man, I think we're on the right road.
What would you like people to come away with after they've heard this album?
Well, I'd like them to come away and just, you know, them really just enjoy the music, because the more you listen to it more in depth it gets. I mean, obviously when you first listen to the record, you're going to miss things, but there are a lot of different elements in there when you start really delving into it, getting into it deep. And I think for us, we just, you know, like playing for people and want to make sure that, you know, they get their money's worth, or, you know, and they really, because live, I mean, it's a little different, but I think with these tracks, there's something for everybody.
Check out Black Earth at facebook.com. From their CD Pink Champagne, here is Black Earth once more with She Don't Want It. Going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Dave Rangel of Black Earth and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Behind us, but let's not be alone.